Hopewell Cancer Support presents A Taste of Two Worlds on Thursday, May 31st at 7 p.m. With me to talk about this event are Meg Kimmel, Director of Communications and Marketing, and from The Wine Source, Ian Stalfort. Tell me a little bit about the history of Hopewell.
Hopewell was formed 18 years ago as part of a national organization called the Wellness Community. We were the Baltimore affiliate. And about 10 years ago, we broke off on our own and became an independent organization that is Hopewell. So we have been independently operating in Baltimore since about 2000 and offer a wide range of programs for people that are coping with a cancer diagnosis.
What struck me about this event and Hopewell Cancer Support is my friend Deborah Sanders saying that Hopewell had been so good to her and her family. And she's probably echoing what a lot of other people say. What did she mean by that?
Hopewell is unlike any other organization that we've been able to locate here in Baltimore. We are a nonprofit. We don't charge for our services. We have a lovely facility on Falls Road. We have 8 acres of nature there. And we are sort of an open door for the community, for people that are affected by a cancer diagnosis, for family members, as you mentioned, for friends, for loved ones. And we try to offer just a wide-ranging program calendar that will have something on it for everyone so people can really find their own way through Hopewell. They can come and take yoga classes. They can come to a couples support group. They could come and hear a local expert on radiation oncology speak. So there's really something for everyone. And we strive very intentionally to keep it warm, welcoming, and open, and try to make it feel like everything that a cancer experience is not.
Now, this event that's coming up is called A Taste of Two Worlds, and you're partnering with The Wine Source. How did this partnership evolve?
One of our good customers at the store works with these guys at Hopewell and had proposed the idea of doing a tasting event to raise funds for the center. And we went up to visit the facility and everything and was just wowed by what it looked like and how nice of a setting it would be to do a tasting. And then from there, we found out that one of the board members on Hopewell's son-in-law is one of the head people at Tablas Creek in Paso Robles and happens to be the stepbrother of an importer locally that we get along really well with, Danny Haas of Vineyard Brands. So we thought it made perfect sense to bring the Haas family in on the tasting and to feature their two of their most important properties, Tablas Creek in Paso Robles and the Perrin family of the Southern Rhone Valley.
It's amazing. It's just a small world.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's called A Taste of Two Worlds, and you've sort of talked a little bit about that. Could you go more into detail?
Sure. So it's a longstanding relationship between the importer Vineyard Brands and the Perrin company or family in the Southern Rhone. Back in 1989, the Perrins and the Haases got together and bought a property in Paso Robles, named it Tablas Creek, in search of making high-quality Rhone-style wines in the United States. The Perrin family owns Chateau Beaucastel and Chateauneuf-du-Pape, which has been under that name since the 1500s and under their family stewardship since early 1900s.
So this must be a good combination. I mean, I would think this is a strange combination, New World and
Old World. Really not. It's really tied together very well. Even the cuttings that were used to plant the vines in Paso Robles came from Beaucastel's property in the Southern Rhone. So they were brought over, and actually it's a three-year process to vet the vines and make sure they're virus-free. That's a very big investment they made in Paso Robles and in that particular area. And they've only started to produce wines in the late 90s. It's been a long process, but now they're widely recognized as one of the best sort of Rhone Ranger, quote-unquote, producers in California. And the Perrins have an unblemished record of great wines from the Rhone Valley. So it fits together very well.
And so how many wines?
I believe we'll have at least 10. We've got 4 examples from Tablas Creek and 4 to 6 examples from Perrin. We're waiting for some new things to arrive to see exactly what we'll have, but we're between 8 and 10.
So you'll have pretty much something for everyone then.
I hope so, yeah.
What does a fundraiser like this mean to Hopewell Cancer Support?
As I mentioned before, Hopewell we don't charge for our services. So when someone comes to us with a cancer diagnosis and they want to take that yoga class or come hear a guest speaker, we never charge. And so fundraising is very important to us because it is literally what allows us to fill out that budget every year that allows us to offer our programs at no charge. So we do spend a lot of time and energy on fundraising. And the other thing that's so lovely about this event is that it has evolved in a very Hopewell kind of way, which is a connection between two people that leads to a connection between two more. And then all of a sudden there's an idea and then an event comes around it. I mean, it's very dynamic and it has evolved really naturally. And it is based on You know, part of it is our setting, that we have this beautiful barn that was built by Amish craftsmen, went up 2 years ago, and is an absolutely gorgeous space, both for our programs and for events. So it does lend itself really nicely to something like this. And we'll be indoors and outdoors.
And this event does take place at Hopewell.
Yes, it does.
Is there any kind of a deadline for purchasing tickets?
We'd like to get tickets purchased by May 20th. And we have two ways to do that. One, folks can call us at 410-832-2719 and purchase tickets on the phone. And then we also have a presence on our website, which has a link that people can click on that says buy tickets, that they'll be able to be connected with the right person.
Now, along with the wine tasting, will there be hors d'oeuvres? What can people expect?
There are going to be very nice heavy hors d'oeuvres, we like to call them, so you can nosh to your heart's content. And we are putting together a tremendous silent auction. We're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 packages. That's still being worked on right now by our committee, but a whole host of wine-themed packages. And then in addition, we have some travel packages and just great local Maryland excursion packages. So we want people to definitely come and browse those selections as well.
Hopewell Cancer Support presents A Taste of Two Worlds on Thursday, May 31st at 7 p.m. And with me to talk about the event have been Meg Kimmel, Director of Communications and Marketing, and from The Wine Source, Ian Stalfort. Thank you both for coming in, and good luck with the event.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. For WBJC, I'm Kati Harrison.